Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Nikki. How can I assist?
Yeah, I was in the middle of onboarding, and I got a phone call, but I had to
Oh.
answer.
Yep. I'm talking with Drew.
Yes.
All right, Drew. Okay, thank you so much for calling back. I'm actually going to call you back in a few minutes if I haven't heard from. Okay, so let me just go ahead and check it here. We left off with keywords, right? So the last keyword that you have provided me was the dedicated circuit installation. Are you okay with this keyword? So do you have any other keywords that you want to add? Service upgrades, you got that one? Service upgrades. Okay.
EV chargers, panel upgrades, troubleshooting, dedicated circuits, service upgrades. Yeah, I think that's good.
Yep. All right. Yeah, we actually got a list of good keywords here. Well, anyways, Drew. Yep.
Oh,
You want to add?
commercial lighting.
Okay. Commercial lighting. Okay. Is the last one that you
Electrical additions.
have? Okay. All right. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, Drew, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if there's anything that you want to take out from the list or if you want to add more, please reply to the email so that we can make a proper adjustment, okay? All right. So now just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Yeah, I think our communication stands out. I've had a lot of people tell me that that the communication was outstanding and just responsiveness and making them aware
Gotcha.
of what's going on and just explaining everything to them. I think just communication is a big one.
Yep, communication and responsiveness. This is a good description to start with. So let me just go ahead and have that. And I may add, do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
All right, sounds good. And do you have a mission statement? Let me check your website. Okay. Do you have a particular mission statement? I do see there's an about page on your website. Or do you want to hear the few samples that I prepared for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got it here at OMS Electric. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have at OMS Electric, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. And the third one is at OMS Electric, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last one that we got is at OMS Electric, Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. So do you like anything from my list?
I'm just reading one here that I'm at Ohms Electric, our mission is to provide honest, high quality electrical work with clear communication and dependable service. We focus on doing things the right way, safe, code compliant, and built to last while making the process straightforward for every customer.
Gotcha. Is that on your website?
No.
Okay. Can you send it to us? Yeah. Can you send it to me via text message or an email?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do I send it to you? The local / support or what?
Yep. Local / support or the number 877-635-6225.
Photos at localsplash.com.
Support at localsplash.com.
Okay, I don't have that one.
Thank you for that. And support, how about
you said support at localsplash.com?
Yes, correct.
I can statement.
And also, do you have a tagline or a slogan?
Let me see here. Power done right.
Power done right. Oh, nice. It's short and it's catchy. Power done right. And how many years have you been in business?
Let's see here. My Google LSA has 11 years in business.
Oh, wow. You started this around 2015?
That's correct.
Okay. And how many years of experience do you have?
Let's see, 2012. Since 2012, so 2012.
That's around 13 years. Oh, 13. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'll note it here. This is started 2015, and you have around 13 to 14 years of experience. Amazing. And how many people work with your company?
Right now, we have 4 people.
4. Okay, we have a good number. And you work with residential and commercial, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hours of operation? Oh, let me see. I got it here. So I just want to confirm that I got it, your correct hours of operations. It says from Monday through Friday, so that's 9 to 5. On Saturdays and Sundays, you're closed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what types of payment do you accept?
What type of payment?
Yeah.
Cash, check, Zelle, and credit card.
Okay, so we do cash, checks, Zelle, and credit cards. Thank you so much for that. So now that we have your business information, Drew, we do have 2 options for you. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of the directories can open you to spam calls and waste your time. So you will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
The one you recommend.
Gotcha. Let's work with the first option. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Oakley, California. So for this, Drew, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would love to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah, I have a detailed list of cities and counties already on my Google LSA that I can read off to you.
Okay, let me go ahead and note it here. I'm going to add that one by one just to make sure. How many counties are you going to provide me and how many cities?
One county and 15 cities.
Oh, that's around 15 cities.
And one county.
Okay. And one county. Okay, so that is already the one that was listed on your Google Business Profile, correct?
I saw my Google LSA, yeah.
Okay.
I can look at the Google profile and see. But you want me to read them to you?
Yep, I'm actually going to need that. You don't want to narrow it down to like 10 or that's your target cities. You want the 15 in one county, correct?
I mean, I could narrow it down a little bit. I mean, that's basically where I service and really, most of my guys are out of Concord, so it's all pretty central to that area. Whereas then I'm in, you know, obviously my address is in Oakley, which is a little bit on the outskirts of my service area.
Gotcha. Okay, can you provide me your target cities and the county?
Yeah, Contra Costa County would be the main county, and that covers quite a bit of cities. But then for cities that are in Alameda County, because I don't service all of Alameda County, would be Alameda, Ashland, Benicia, Berkeley, Castro Valley, Cherryland, Dublin, Emeryville, Fairview.
Okay, moment, Cherryland, Dublin. What's next with Dublin?
Emeryville. Fairview.
Fairview, what else?
Hayward.
Hayward, got it here.
Livermore. Oakland.
Okay.
Pleasanton.
Okay.
San Leandro. San Lorenzo.
Okay.
And Vallejo.
Vallejo. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay. You don't want to do counties instead, right? Because you mentioned that you don't do all the cities under Alameda County.
Yeah, I try to stay away from Fremont, which is in that Alameda County, because it's kind of far with traffic. Okay. I mean, I could even narrow it down a little bit and get rid of, like, Hayward and a couple other places, but I mean those are pretty high populated areas. in the East Bay. So.
Gotcha. Because really don't want to spread your business too thin. That's why I highly recommend that we focus with a maximum of 5 cities or zip codes or even like 5 to 10 cities. But since you really wanted to work with these areas, then I'm going to go ahead and let my team know, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you recommend for me to go a little bit smaller, I can let you know which ones I can take off.
Okay. Can you let me know what cities would you like me to take it off?
Yeah. You can take off Ashland.
Okay.
You can take off Cherryland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can take off Fairview.
Mm-hmm.
You can take off I think that's it.
Okay. Let me just have it here. Thank you so much for this, Drew. And do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
I do.
Okay, sounds good. Yep, before I try to call you, I did research. And I do see that you do have an existing Google Business profile. And wow, you have that 136 Google reviews with 4.9 stars. Amazing. Good job to you. Okay, so let me see. So you do have a Google Business profile. I'm sure that you do have access, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you add this as manager so we can optimize your Google Business profile?
On LFA or?
On the Google Business profile. Yep, Google Business profile. Would you like me to walk you through?
Probably.
Okay. So, let's go to your Google Business profile. Let me know if you're on the page. Or do you know how to locate your Google Business profile?
Yeah, I have it right now. It says.
Are you on the page where you see a edit profile, photos?
Yeah.
Edit reviews. Okay, sounds good. Did you see 3 dots beside profile strength?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tap on the 3 dots, please?
Yep.
And you should see business profile settings, correct?
Yep.
And there's managers or people in access. Oh, tap on the business profile settings and you should see managers or people in access.
Yes.
All right. And there's an add button. And I'm going to read to you the local splash listing number. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So under the email address box, Drew, put in 552-554-6200. And you should see the local splash listings popping up. And then add it.
55 under the email?
Yeah, under the email address box.
552?
554-6200.
Local splash listings?
Yes.
Manager ad?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you should receive a pending notification. And also, let me just go and check it here on my end just to make sure that we receive the invite. And yep, I see it now. And I will let our Google team know that you have successfully added us as manager to your Google Business profile so we can work and optimize. All right. Thank you so much for this. And now, I do understand that your Google Business profile is already verified, Drew, but I think Matt still sent you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So if you can provide us the pictures of the following, that is very helpful because we actually need those in file in case Google might be messing up or something that happened to your account, we can appeal and work on it right away. Okay.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yep. So we sent you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So I do understand that your Google business profile is already verified, but it is very helpful if we have these photos on file. So if ever Google might mess up or your Google business profile will not be working well, we can appeal to Google right away since we have this on file, okay? So we sent you an email that you can provide it to us. You can reply to the email that we need, like tools or equipment, work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. Okay? And also, Drew, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes, please.
Okay. Because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially it is very helpful with the optimization of your Google business profile. And if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I do.
Okay. If you do have a Yelp page, we advise you keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
Is that extra?
No additional cost for that.
You can. I have another person. I have another person that works, that's a partner with Yelp. That manages it currently. So I don't know if that's going to cause conflict.
That might be a conflict. Though, let me see. I will check it with our Yelp team if you'll be able to optimize your Yelp profile even if someone is already managing it. Is he added or is she added as admin?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll just note it here then, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, click refresh manages that one. And yeah, that he was able to get some discounts on the total package if he manages it.
Gotcha.
So I can do that.
All right, so I am leaving a message with our Yelp team if it would be possible that two people can, like, be admin on the Yelp page. Because what we're going to do is we will optimize the Yelp profile, okay? But if someone is already an admin to the Yelp page, I don't know if that's going to be possible. Because as you mentioned earlier, it might create conflict, okay? But if it would be possible, then I will send you an email on how to add this as admin to your Yelp page, okay?
Yep.
All right. And also, since we'll be promoting your website as is, to maximize your return investment, Drew, we actually highly suggest that you change your number with a call tracking number that you have. All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I did at one point.
Okay, so is it still active right now?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. So that means to say you don't have any access to your Facebook business page?
I think I do.
Okay, sounds good. Let me try to pull up. I think I do see your Facebook page. Oop, I see it here. I think you're trying to keep it active. The last post was still this year, right? January. You'd have a post last January. Okay.
I had Scorpion as an SEO partner who did Facebook stuff, but I ended them, I believe, in October of last year.
That's okay, because we will optimize your Facebook page. And also, we will run ads, since you do have Facebook ads as part of your package, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You actually have a very good package with us, Drew. Oh, wow. like how your package is here. Okay. So let me just go ahead and let you know about the Facebook page. So would you, you still have access to your Facebook business page? Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Yeah, let me try to.
Okay, so I will send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. And since you do have Facebook ads as part of the package, I am going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. Okay, and on that email, Drew, on that special link, it will actually ask you to log in with your personal Facebook that you use on creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay? And we'll be running ads. You will not be able to see your ads on your Facebook page because you are not the target market. But you'll be able to see your ads on your dashboard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I already sent it to you. Once you receive it, and if you have time, please add it as soon as possible so that our team can work on a correct timeline for your Facebook ads. All righty. And once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. All right. And would you like me to continue about the Facebook ads? Or would you like me to walk you through on how to add us to your Facebook page?
I have to figure out how to log into that.
Yeah.
Always have issues with Facebook because I never use it.
Ooh.
Let me see here.
Okay.
Bless you. Sorry, I got a get a code to log in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lead size requesting lead
yes,
size?
Yes, correct. Yep.
Okay. It says there was an error on the server. Please retry.
So you already chose the page that you will grant us access, correct?
Yeah, Ohms Electric granting access.
Gotcha, you're on the correct page. So once you successfully add us, I will receive like notification here, my end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me check.
Says you did it. Great. Yeah.
Got it now. Thank you so much for that, Drew. So I will let our Facebook team, they have successfully added us as admin to the Facebook page so we can work on your ads and optimizing your Facebook business page, okay? And let's talk about your Facebook ads now, Drew. So you do have Facebook ads included in your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign? Or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
Probably have you guys do it for me, I think.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. But do you have a lot of photos that you can send? That is very helpful.
Yeah, I have a lot of photos. A lot. Yeah, I don't know how I can send all of them, actually, because there's so many.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, anyways, you can upload photos on your dashboard, but if you want to send it like by bulk, you can send it through photos at support, photos@localsplash.com.
Okay.
Okay. And I really encourage you to keep on sending photos, Drew, because that is very helpful when it comes to the optimization. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good that you have a lot of photos. And now, there are three lead response methods for your Facebook ads. We do have form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, Drew, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the lead tab. And with calls, you will receive an instant call when your potential customers will click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ad tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button on the ad, the dial pad and the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. So some users actually don't follow through with this one, Drew, after clicking the call button. But this will show as a call result on your dashboard, okay, where you can track your leads. And with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. Okay? But I really want to give my recommendation. So we highly recommend using the form fill because the form fill, Drew, gives you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. Again, the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Yeah, whatever you recommend, that's fine. The form's fine.
Okay, let's do the forms. Anyways, you will receive a notification through email and SMS in real time, okay?
Okay. All
right.
And then just to go back, I know you guys, remember when we were talking about the Google business profile
yes.
and the mission statement and the service locations?
Mm-hmm.
So my Google business profile is a little bit different than my Google LSA, and I was just looking at my Google LSA for the paid ads.
Cool.
And I just wanted to kind of go over what's on my existing Google profile, not the LSA, because it's a little bit different.
Okay.
So I just wanted to go over that with you because it looks like I already have a mission statement on my Google profile, which is under the description in the business information.
Let me check. Okay, so this is your mission statement. Are we going to use this?
For in the description of the existing
yes.
Google profile, yeah, it says Ohms Electric, based in Concord, delivers reliable electrical panel services and expert electrical repairs. They offer comprehensive electrical solutions tailored to meet residential and commercial needs with license. Is that what you have? With license?
Yes.
And accredited professionals to ensure every job is performed safely, efficiently, and up to code. They are committed to delivering high quality workmanship and exceptional customer care with every project, whether it's routine repair, panel upgrade, or troubleshooting complex electrical issues. They bring skill, experience, and professionalism to every task. Gomes Electric takes pride in being a trusted electrical service provider in their community, offering dependable service clients can count on.
Gotcha. It says here Concord. Let me just check. So this was the, oh, this was not your old address, right? Just check it.
Well, yeah, I mean, originally I was based out of Concord, but I've always had a home office, so I'm still kind of based out of Concord. That's where all my employees are. It's just not where my home office is. But you know, we still, that's kind of our central location. You know, because that's where all the employees are.
Gotcha. But anyways, this was this Google Business profile was set up with the Oakley, California, right? That's 611. Let me just check.
That's Google LSA.
Because
they're two different things, right? I mean, Google,
yeah, they're two different
Google,
things.
Yeah.
So the one that you're providing
LSA
me was
like,
the LSA. Oh.
LSA is like paid ads, and
yes,
the Google profile is just like the free Google profile that you can have. So I just wanted to go over, I wasn't sure which one you were talking about, to be honest. So
the one that I'm talking about was the Google Business profile, not the LSA.
Okay. Okay, got it. So I already have a description that looks like it's a mission statement, kind of. And then I already have service areas for that Google profile as well. And it's different. And that one, for that one, it is Alameda County, Contra Costa County, and San Francisco.
Gotcha. So you only have, you have two counties and one city.
That's correct.
I mean,
but there's obviously a lot of cities in those counties.
That's okay. We can target counties, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do that. Yeah.
Yeah, so sorry about that. I think I made that mistake. I was reading the LSA and not the Google, because LSA, I have it a lot more refined, like the service area. And then I also have services, all the services that I have as well, which I can read off to you that are here on the Google profile, the Google Business profile.
Gotcha. So the services that you have mentioned earlier, that's why I thought, oh, you were giving me the other keywords that I think are not for the Google Business Profile, because you were actually talking with about the LSA. That's it. I get your point now. Okay. So we can go over the
yeah, just one more time, just so we can make sure that it's all right. Because like all this stuff is already on my Google Business profile that we were just talking about.
Uh-huh.
So, as for the services, the current ones that are highlighted right now are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. It's electrical panel repair, electrical panel upgrades, EV charger installation, generator installation, inspection and testing, major overhauls, new lighting fixtures, light fixture installation, and then these ones are not highlighted, light fixture installation, outdoor lighting installation, electrical outlet and switch installation, electrical outlet and switch relocation, electrical outlet and switch repair, electrical car charger installation, electrical fixture installation, electrical parts assembly, electrical wiring installation, electrical wiring repair, electrical fuse changing, electrical heat resistor changing, I don't know about that one, electrical inspections, ground wire installation, electrical panel repair, electrical panel replacement or upgrading, electrical power restoration. And then these are this one is under the category of previous, light fixture installation, outdoor lighting installation, electrical outlet and switch installation, electrical outlet and switch relocation. I think these are all, duplicate, for previous.
So those are already on the profile, on your Google Business profile, correct?
Yeah.
So
the only
do
one
you
that
want to keep the same services?
I think so. I mean, you guys can add whatever we went over originally.
The one that we went over, the original keywords that I have provided to you, those are actually the top performing industry keywords under electrician for Google Business Profile.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to add it here?
Yeah. Just I guess we can keep. The one that I want to get rid of is electrical heat resistor changing, but then we can also add any of the ones that we went over that are not duplicate of what's already there. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep, I do understand. So let me see. Those services that you have added, those are from the LSA, right? So I'm not going to add
all of
these. No,
the ones that I just read to you are Google profile.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, I'm going to take it out and I'm going to stick with the original service keywords that I have mentioned to you that are top performing, which we agreed. Okay. And I'm going to add this with the existing service keywords that you have on your Google Business Profile.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for clarifying that. So I'm going to take it out individually just to make sure that we are working on it correctly. Well, anyways, you also have LSA on your package with us. That's why I told you earlier that you have a very good package. And our team will be able to check on your LSA once you successfully added us. Okay, so you already added us, manager. And I'm actually letting our team know in regards to that.
I think I have to do that on the Google LSA as well, right?
Yep. Oh, for the service keywords? Or you mean the access?
Yeah.
Actually, for that, I will have to check our LSA team. Or we actually have a different team for that LSA because this is a very, a hard work part of the LSA, because like for example those you mentioned earlier that you really have specifics because you are paying for the leads, right? So let me just have it here. Okay. Yep. I'm just separating the LSA and the Google Business Profile. And I just want to ask you again, Drew, because I wanted it to be correct. For your Google Business Profile, was it set up with the 678 Castle Street?
What was that?
Is your Google Business Profile address set up with 678 Castle Street, Oakley, 94561?
Google Profile?
Yes.
I don't know. How do I find that out? Business profile settings or edit profile or
we'll just check it then. Anyways, you have added this as manager. Okay.
Yeah. Cause it business location, it says no location deliveries are deliveries and home services only.
Yeah. You actually had the address when you set it up. So that's okay.
When I set up this Google profile, that was probably when I was in Concord.
So I think this was not the address set up with the Google Business Profile. Anyways, it's okay. You have access to that. If there's any changes, our team will be able to help you with this, okay? So just to make sure that we are on the correct line right now, we will be optimizing you with all these keywords that you have provided on your Google Business Profile, okay? So when people are going to check on, like, the services, like, for example, they will search on panel upgrades, and then with the specific areas that you have provided with that two counties and a city, you will pop up, and we will make sure, we will try to work that you will be on the first page of Google, on the Google Business Profile, okay? So that's what we're going to work. Because on the LSA, you already have the badge, the Google Guarantee badge, correct?
Right. Yeah, I have that already.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Let me just write it here. Well, anyways, you mentioned that you do have LSA already up and running, but I just want to make sure because it is also part of the package that you have with us. The category that you have chosen in your Google Verify is electrician, correct?
I believe so. I have to check really quick. I just wanted to go get some water. Okay, so when I go to edit profile, yeah, business category is electrician.
Gotcha, sounds good. All right, I'll note it here. And also, I just want to make sure, Drew, have you received the email that we sent you? We sent you an email that says, have it here, Google Verified Campaign Application Required, OMS Electric. That is, tag is urgent because you need to fill in the application form as soon as possible.
Yeah, I got a lot of emails from you guys.
Yes, I apologize for that. So, yep, it was sent on the 31st. Again, it was resent on the 31st. Let me know if you want to resend the email today.
Client, is it client interview reminder?
No, the one that it says Google Verified Campaign Application. Required.
Google. Yeah, I see that one. Okay, I have it starred.
Gotcha. So if you have time later, I do hope that you can fill it in as soon as possible so we can work on your LSA. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to try to get those done as soon as possible. I just have a lot of other stuff that I got going on, too. I got to make sure I reply to clients.
Okay, and my team might reach out to you with regards to your application, okay, our Google Verified team.
Okay.
And if you have some questions with regards to LSA, they are the best person to talk with, okay? And
okay.
I just noted here. All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
Say that again?
Yeah. Can we call you anytime if we have concerns with regards to your account?
Yeah. Yeah, you can call me anytime.
Okay. And if you're not available, we'll just try to leave you a voicemail or send us a text when it would be the best time to give you a call back, okay?
Yeah, that's perfect. Could you let me know, is there any other emails that I need to star from you guys. I have the photo one starred, and then I have the application one starred. Is there any other ones that I need to do?
Let me see. You have already, the Facebook, you already added us to your Facebook business page. Let me see. Yep, we got it here. And the most important one is the Google Verified campaign application, which Ursh already did. And, the actually needed pictures needed for Google verification, that one also.
Okay, so there's just two, right? The,
yep.
the application and the images.
Actually needed, yes.
Perfect.
And
okay, cool.
Also, have you checked your dashboard?
I haven't even set up my account or anything.
Okay, so there's an email that we sent you with your login, so you can always also put a star on it. Welcome to Local Splash, so you can check your login credentials.
Well, is there an app and everything too?
Yes, there's an app, Local Splash app. And I'm going to send you an email. Let me send it to you real quick.
Oh, yeah, this is my Local Splash login information, so I should star that as well.
Yep, that is for your dashboard, okay? For your Local Splash app, you just have to log in using your primary phone number, and it will send you a one-time passcode.
For the app?
For the app. I'm sending you the email right now. It says Local Splash app intro.
Okay,
so you can check that one also later. You can put a star on it. And I think that's it for the emails, because you have already added SS Manager to your Google Business Profile and to your Facebook. So let me just check it here. Also, in the next few days, you will receive emails from us, okay?
Okay. Let me check.
And do you have a logo? I see that you do have a logo on your website. Yep. Is this the logo that you're using? The OHMS Electric. Okay. Do you have a copy of your logo that you can send to us through email?
Yeah, I have like a photo of it.
Sounds good. All right. I will need you to send that to us so that we can use it for the marketing. All right. So now
you do that from the photos, right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
You can send it together with the photos. So now, Drew, you will see several important emails from us soon. So first, to view your keywords list, we will also send you the email with the keywords list, okay? Please check the list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just apply to the message. And if you have the photos, video, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, those are only placeholders that we can always change anytime. Okay? And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me see. Of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you? So I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder. So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. That's going to be the same day, Thursday. Are you okay with the 23rd of April, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
That's fine. 23rd is fine.
Okay. You want to do it same time, 11 a.m. Pacific?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, I will add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. And also, Drew, you are assigned to a dedicated account manager for ongoing strategy and support. Her name is Emma. I'm trying to bring her into the call to introduce herself, but staying, she's not available right now. I just left her a message, but I haven't heard from her yet. So she will be your single point of contact for all your future campaign discussions and questions, okay? And since she's not available right now, she will reach out to you over the next few days in order to introduce herself and give progress updates in your account or answer any questions that you may have. All right. And as I have mentioned earlier, Drew, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Say that again? I'm sorry.
Yep. So, as I have mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number, the one that is endorsed by Google that we will be promoting your business and all the campaigns. So, I do hope that you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note, Drew, that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. Mm. However, since I'm not a real customer, it will actually display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play the conversation. Because one of the good features that the call tracking has is you'll be able to review the conversations that you have with your clients. So if ever you miss anything, you can always play the conversation.
Got it. And right. I think I have the AI answering service.
Yes, you do. You do. You have Ida.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yep. So let me just note that. All right. And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Drew, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns before I let you go?
Not as of right now. But once I submit all the pictures and applications and get my dashboard set up, then I would probably may have some questions after that.
Yep, for sure. You will have a lot of questions. But anyways, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that is Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Drew, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you? Anything that you missed?
No, thank you.
All right. I'm very much welcome, Drew. But then again, do not hesitate once you have the questions, okay?
Perfect. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now and take care.
Bye.